You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Yes, indeed. Check it out. Here we are. It's the Patriot
Thank
Nation
you for
Radio.
Listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number, or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. Pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws and get involved in your political on a local level. And fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says more over than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray, USA. Right now on Facebook, that's DaveBray USA.
That's right, folks. DaveBrayUSA.com. Music on a Mission, Storyteller Edition is out now. He will be having a new song coming out September 4th. We're going to try to make sure we get it on the show for our 9/11 special. I will have details for that on my next episode here coming up Thursday. All right, so stay tuned for that. Now, folks, Republican National Convention just happened. You know, there's a lot of fanfare. The complete difference in professionalism and excellence compared to the DNC, where they bring up a bunch of has-been washed-up celebrity wannabes who think that people care what they think on their side. And on the red side, you have hardworking, dedicated Americans who love their country. Hey, look at that. Darren's enjoying the show. What's up, Darren, man? Stick around. I got a hell of a show. You don't want to miss this one. My friend Marianne Mendoza, she was going to speak at the Republican National Convention Thursday, the night of the big acceptance speech by the president. But many of you watch my show, listen to my show. No, Marianne come on the show many times. And she rubs elbows with the president now. You know, they know each other. They've been around each other a lot of times in reference to the immigration issue. And there was some sort of tweet, some kind of Twitter thing took place, and they jumped on it and they attacked Marianne. We're going to get the full story here. And I'm going to say this right now before the show even starts. I know this is not nowhere near true. This lady is a remarkable citizen, a patriot, and a mother who lost a child senselessly to an illegal alien who's just trying to make a difference so that it doesn't happen to somebody else's child. And they're going to go out of their way to try and trash this lady in the media. Well, we're going to let her speak her mind tonight to the masses. She deserves a voice. She should not. Her voice should not be silenced by those who say they are for America. You know, the Democrats are going to take America from everybody, for everybody, you know. So we'll see. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to bring in my guest now. You may hear some background noise. That's my rabbit. She's scratching around in the cage. Yeah, we got a bunny. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Our good friend, return guest, Marianne Mendoza.
How are you, Mark?
I'm doing well. Thank you. And amid the circumstances, how are you, ma'am?
Well, I've come off of probably one of the worst weeks of my life after, you know, if you're comparing things, the worst week of my life was obviously losing my son. But this past week has really shown me the hate that permeates this country and how quickly they will attack somebody about fake news. And I, you know, I put it in perspective and thought, this has been a few days of me dealing with it versus our president who's been dealing with this for 3.5 years. And God bless him that he... I don't know how he deals with it. You know, there was some moments that brought me to my knees, but I'm not. They're not going to silence me. That's not going to happen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Right.
First and foremost, I want to say I'm sorry that you have to endure all this crap. After going what you had to endure and are still enduring and will endure till your last breath, the death of your son at the hands of an illegal alien. So I just pray that everything comes out in the end. As an optimist, I try to say that somewhere in this, there's going to be some good. Maybe it's the exposure of more fake news, the proof that it's fake news. People say, oh, it's not fake news. How's it? It's fake news. They lie. They twist. They do it for entertainment purposes. It's not true, legitimate journalism. I'm not true legitimate journalism, but I think I'm better than what they're trying to give. I'm trying to bring you the truth, folks. So, Marianne, what exactly transpired now? Because, you know, I watched a gentleman. He did. It was a Jewish gentleman who did a piece. He made a video. I think you shared it, and it was a really great video this guy made. And I watched it. I watched it twice. It laid it out, but folks don't know exactly what happened. And I only gave little bits and pieces, teasers, because I'd like people to hear it from the horse's mouth, so to speak. The person who's going through it can only tell it the way that person can. So start from, like, the beginning, how it all began.
So I picked up this book a few months ago. It's called The Killing of Uncle Sam. And I have come out on the other side of that book feeling like one of the most uneducated people in this country, because it talks about the cabal that is running this country. I'm just going to be totally honest with your listeners. I'm not a person who fabricates stories or, you know, beats around the bush. I'm just going to be very honest. And in this book, it talks about the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and different people, but it never talks about the fact that they're Jewish. I mean, that thought never even permeated my mind,
right,
even when I was reading it. It's a character and what these people are doing to our country. And I know for a fact, you know, I was in the White House a few weeks ago, and I said to the president and to the people who were there, you have to pick up this book because none of us really know the true evil that our president is dealing with. The true evil. And he looked at me, we kind of locked eyes, and it's like I knew that he knew that I knew, you know.
Right.
But so, I, you know, it's just, it's so much information, and it's so overwhelming, and it's so disappointing, and it's really an eye-opener. But anyway, so when I saw this tweet, I read a little bit at the beginning, and it brought up the Rothschilds, and I'm like, oh, this person's kind of put it all together. And so I retweeted it and said, take a look at this. I did not go through the whole long thread, and that's really unlike me because I vet everything that I post. You know, even if somebody sends me an article in Spanish and gives me a summary, I still translate it all and make sure that that's exactly what the article is saying. I mean, I don't post anything and say they're an illegal unless I know for sure that they are an illegal. So I'm very cognizant of that. But this was an oversight of mine, unfortunately. And, you know, I get it. I'm in the line at the grocery store Tuesday afternoon. I get a text with the article attached to it, and I'm looking at it, and my mind is trying to wrap around the headline. And then I start getting calls from the campaign, and, you know, you need to remove it. You need to post an apology. Well, my apology created even more hate than the article did. And so, you know, I was vacillating back and forth. The biggest thing that I'm disappointed in, and the night that I was supposed to speak was actually Tuesday, and I understand why they needed to pull it, because with those kind of headlines and Mike Pompeo speaking with Jerusalem in the background, I understand. But what is so disappointing to me is the calls that I got from campaign people who just strictly said, we're removing you in light of the article, instead of saying to me, look, we know this isn't who you are, Marianne. We don't have enough time to do damage control, and we will talk to you again after the RNC. We'll get this fixed. Because everybody in the administration, and even the person who called me from the White House, has his own story that's out in the headlines. And so that's what really disappointed me the most, was I have been discarded like garbage from the campaign because of fake news. And they talk out about cancel culture, and this is what they're doing to me. And so it's been very disheartening, but my heart of hearts, I answer to God, and God knows what's in my heart, and God knows I'm not an anti-Semitic. I'm not a racist. I'm not a bigot.
Right.
I'm not those things. I speak out about illegal criminals being in our country, but I never bring up anybody's race or their religious beliefs. It's strictly the act of what they're doing illegally in our country. And I've always conducted myself that way. So, you know, unfortunately, it all happened on the day I was supposed to speak. I don't know if, I feel in my heart of hearts that God had a hand in this. And I don't know if it was to show me who my friendless friends are, because there's been many of them that have come out.
Right.
Over the past week, and maybe God was just telling me you need to clean your life up and surround yourself with the people who you need to surround yourself with, who have goodness and know you and would never turn their backs on you. So I've had a lot of realizations over the last week, and I feel for everybody who has been vindicated or, you know, canceled out like that with a nasty person doing an article. And the person who wrote the article actually started texting me saying, how do you feel now that you've been removed from the RNC? Do you want to do an interview? And then the topper, I get a text message from Jim Acosta from CNN saying, are you aware you've been removed from the RNC? Is it because of your tweet? That dude wouldn't even talk to me about my son's death or any of the Angel families and have an in-depth interview with us. And then I get on my Twitter account, and Jim Acosta's following me now. So, of course, you know, he got an immediate block. But, I mean, this is the vileness of the media in this country. They're vile.
Yeah. It's horrific. It's unbelievable.
Yes.
But I got to tell you, I told you a long time ago, my friend, you always have a place at Patriot Nation Radio.
Thank you. I appreciate you, Mark. And how kind you've been to many, many Angel families and letting us get on your show and tell our stories and really, you know, open the minds of our fellow Americans. This is the stuff that's shoved under the rug. They don't talk about it very often. They want to act like it doesn't, you know, belong in any news source, but this is the exact thing that we're fighting the worst. I mean, if Joe Biden gets in office, it's open borders. And I know for a fact, I do this 24/7. I research, I look at articles. I mean, I barely sleep, but there's hundreds if not thousands of people in Panama from all over the world waiting for the borders to start opening from this COVID lockdown, and they are going to be making their way up here. Their plan is to be up at the border on November 3rd.
Right.
You know, it's happening. This is going to become a very ugly country because law and order is not first and foremost in the Democratic platform. And
nope.
The protection and safety of their fellow American citizens is not in the foremost of the Democratic platform. We're seeing it, you know, with what's
it
happening
seems,
in all of these cities.
It almost seems to me like they want to bring it back to like 1840 in the wild, wild west.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, all right, we're gonna handle the crime ourselves in our own town. We're gonna go out into the street. We're gonna go back to back, take 10 paces, and shoot each other.
Right. This whole defund the police movement. My God, you know, my son would be mortified to be seeing this happening in the country.
When someone commits a crime, what are we going to do? Take out our torches and our pitchforks and march down the street and drag them out in the house and hang them? Like, what are they going for here with defund the police? How far are they going to take it?
You know, it's beyond me. And even still, you know, the few amount of people, you know, there's not a few amount. There's quite a few who have been killed throughout this mayhem that's been happening, you know, for the last 60, 90 days. It's only going to amplify if Trump wins again, when Trump wins again. But we have to be concerned, not only for ourselves and our families, we have to be concerned about our fellow Americans. And the sad thing is that nobody even feels like they're safe enough to speak up that they support this president, so that we know in our neighborhood who we can go to because they're on the same page as us. Because, you know, if we knock on a neighbor's door and they're completely opposite of what we think, you know, then it spreads throughout the neighborhood and all their hateful friends know, and then you're targeting your neighborhood. It's really a sad country that we're becoming. I can't even think it's the United States anymore.
It's pretty unbelievable what's transpiring in this nation. It's really... I can't figure it out. Like, it seems like we stepped into the twilight zone. Like, don't people realize that a week from this Friday is 9/11?
Right.
And we're acting like this?
Well,
American?
We've forgotten, too.
There's kids in this country who would step on a flag and burn it?
Well, and you
and
know
we're
what
getting
else?
Ready to celebrate... Or not celebrate, 9/11. But remember 9/11.
Well, and think about this too, Mark. We've got two sitting members of Congress, Ilhan Omar and Rashid Tlaib, who are proven anti-Semitics. The words come out of their mouth, and they are sitting members in Congress. I retweet a tweet with mistakenly not reading through the whole thing, and I am this vile anti-Semitic. I mean, you can't believe the headlines in Arizona and all over the local news and the headlines on the newspapers. This Mesa mother puts out a vile anti-Semitic tweet. You know, they weren't my words. Yeah, I retweeted something that I wasn't supposed to, but I'm not in the halls of Congress making laws and being on oversight committees and making decisions for this country the way that we know two proven anti-Semitics are. Nobody will say anything about those two people, will they? And thank you, Frank, for reminding me about that.
The double standard is very, very, it's unbelievable. I mean, we've been talking about this double standard for a long time. One of the main stories for me was Christian Saucier, the sailor that was thrown in prison for mishandling 6 classified documents. And at the same time, Hillary Clinton was running for president, and she was accused of 150. And at that time, they were just accusations, and the guy was in jail. And he wound up doing a year. And Hillary ran for president and is still free and has committed numerous felonies. We have a person here in the live feed. Marianne Mendoza, you are an amazing mother, grandmother, patriot, and friend. You have gained our love and respect. God will renew your strength, and you will bring justice to those who mourn. Onita Barrientos.
Love you, Anita.
Oneida Barrientos.
Oneida, yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That's wonderful. See, people are out here. We're on your side. There's many of us out here that through the years, you've been on my show. Man, you had to be on my show at least a half a dozen times.
Yes.
At least. So
yes.
We've talked many times about many things. And I know these things they say are no way true. It's like, and anybody who knows you, that's why Oneida is on there praising you. And that's why I have you on my show saying we love you. We know that this is bullcrap and you have a greater mission than
right.
to be tied up with this.
Right.
So
well, you know,
I think it's important.
I was on Fox and Friends First early Tuesday morning, and when they were introducing me, they said, this is going to be one of the most impactful speeches tonight at the RNC. Well, I'm sure if the Democrats heard that, it was get a hit piece out on her now and get her off that stage, because they don't want the Democrats who maybe are riding the fence and who would be watching it, they don't want to hear the truth about illegal immigration and how it can affect them, because it could affect anybody listening to the show in the blink of an eye. No angel family was prepared for what happened to them. None of us were. And our children's lives were cut short, and our loved ones' lives were cut short because of somebody who never should have been in this country. And the majority of the time, they were already criminals. They had already been charged with crimes and given a slap on the wrist by these liberal judges who make up their own laws instead of, you know, interpreting a law instead of upholding our laws. And we just have an angel mom, Kathy Hall, who she just got the great word today. Her daughter's killer was sentenced to 17 years. He's been in jail for almost 2 years, and he was up for a parole hearing a few weeks ago. After not even spending 2 full years of a 17-year sentence, thank goodness that the Arkansas Parole Board said nope and didn't grant him parole for another 2 years. He's got to wait to come back. But this is what angel families have to deal with. And
right.
nobody understands. We don't get the justice that we deserve.
No.
99.9% of angel families do not get the justice that they deserve for their loved one's death.
Exactly.
So this is
what is
so
disheartening. Really the more important issue. This is such more of an important issue than any of this crap that they're trying to put you through. And, you know, there's a lot of things going on with this immigration situation. And folks, if you notice, you don't see what was once the forefront in the news any longer. That doesn't mean that the border is still not broken. Even though they're putting wall up, people are still getting in. And you heard Marianne, they're shooting for a gigantic caravan coming here for the election to stir up a bunch of crap. You know,
and
this is being paid by outside forces.
It's people from all over the world who are down there in Panama. You know, and I've put some of those stories out on Angel Family's Facebook page, translated them, you know, and put it up with warnings. But, you know, what they've done is, what this article did was shut down my national platform to be able to speak to the American people, because no major news, I mean, Fox News will never have me on again, you know. And so now we've got to come up with a whole other plan of getting the word out. And you know, be on shows like yours and talk to our fellow Americans, because they don't want any of us angel families speaking, none of us. You know, they'd rather we just melted away into the woodwork and they never heard from us again. And there's too many of us who are strong-willed and know the importance of warning signs that we need to put up for our fellow Americans. And we're not going to go down. We're not. You know, a campaign can't even shut me up. You know, they wanted me to stay silent for 2 or 3 weeks. I'm sorry. You don't even have the authority to shut me down. I have nothing bad to say about our president. I'm in full support of him being reelected. God bless his heart, you know, for what he's done for this country. But, you know, and maybe I shouldn't be talking about this, but I question the GOP in a lot of situations and what's going on behind the scenes. Even at the White House, you know, some people that are surrounding him, I am now questioning a lot, and it disheartens me. But this whole
conservative
movement.
You can't trust nobody, especially in D.C.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're,
so, you know, and I...
They are vile
and,
people that work there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Nancy Pelosi.
But even a state GOP level, you know, what they can be doing to damage an election. And, you know, you got to do their bidding or they're not going to give you the backing for your campaign. And all this stuff that goes on in election year sickens me, really. The things that I have found out that goes on behind the scenes really sickens me, because this is an American problem, what's happening in our country, regardless of your party. And you need to be voting for the person who you think is going to get in the White House and do the job of protecting us, upholding our laws, and sealing our borders. And like I was speaking to my fellow angel mom, Cayenne, today, this is the last nation founded on God's word. And we are a stronghold for a reason. But we cannot allow our country to go down. We cannot allow this to happen.
No. And I think some people are just oblivious. They have no idea. Sometimes I talk to people, Marianne, and they're like, really? That's happening? And you're like, what? Wait, what rock have you been under?
Right.
How do you not know this? Like, and it's widespread. It's on many topics. It's not just like politics. It's on many different topics. And you talk
right.
to people, and they're just so oblivious to what's going on around them. They got tunnel vision.
And I talk to so many people who are one-issue voters. You know, it's like they pick and choose. And, yes, illegal immigration and sealing our borders is a big thing for me. But there are so many things that our president has accomplished in the last 3.5-plus years.
Yeah.
That people are just unaware of. He puts his nose to the grindstone. It doesn't matter what's happening around him. You know, he responds on tweet. I get why he responds to some people. I know how it gets under your skin. I know all of the responses I wanted to put out on social media. But, you know, I probably wouldn't have been tweeting the right things out to some of these people, so I've refrained and just shut my phone off. But I get where he comes from. But in spite of it all, in spite of the Democrats trying to impeach him, just to crucify him on a daily basis, the fake news, the anarchists out on our streets trying to make him look bad, the, you know, Democrats in these cities that won't allow him to get the National Guard in there and get this unrest settled, in spite of all that, he's accomplishing, like, amazing things on a daily basis. The list goes on and on and on. And
look at the peace deal in the Middle East with the United Arab Emirates and Israel.
Right? I know. It's like just amazing what he's accomplishing on a daily basis. God bless his heart that he, and he does this all without even being paid. He donates his salary every quarter. He does this because this is what he knew he had to do. And you know what? He's an insider to the cabal and the people who run this country. He's an insider on all that information. They know it, and they got to get him out of there.
And he needs to be reelected because he's got a lot of unfinished business. There's
Absolutely.
A lot of things, man. And we have to be able to continue forward because I don't know why they're dragging their feet with this Durham report. I think they're all a bunch of snakes in the grass, and I think they're all part of it. I think they're just trying to figure out how to get their names out of it so that they can spill the beans. I don't know. Something's going on there.
Yeah.
They've been saying, oh, the Durham report's coming out in, you know, last September and then last October. You know, it's coming out. Don't worry. Any day now. And
I know.
Like, it was supposed to come out before the Horowitz report. Then the Horowitz report came out. Now instead,
you know,
the one that's supposed to slam the door shut.
When you stop and think about it, they've got to he's got to make sure – I mean – the Durham report's got to come out, but it's like you have to make sure all your ducks in a row, because one misstep in any type of investigation, you know, the defense attorneys will rip it apart and things will be thrown out on one thing. And so I get the importance of making sure that everything is, you know, done in a right way. But, yeah, I mean, it's obviously taking so long, and it's grating on people's nerves because we do want to see justice. This is what this country is based on. You know, you wrong somebody, you kill somebody, you accuse them of something, put them through hell in a you know, investigation or a trial. Those people should be held accountable for what they did to that person. The sick thing, and the liberals know this, is once they start that rhetoric – people will never unhear that rhetoric, and that person's life is damaged forever. Forever.
And so many of us need that, see, I told you, moment.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's because, like, you know, we've been talking about things, you know, many times, oh, God, you got a tinfoil hat, you're a conspiracy theorist. I can't believe you spread these conspiracy theories and all this type of stuff. And how many times that I get fact-checked by Facebook, knowing that the facts have been checked and that it's legitimate, and they're coming back saying that they're not, and they're blocking things.
Yeah, and what's so funny, too, in that Daily Beast article, they were saying I'm pushing a Q conspiracy, you know, about the child pedophile rings and stuff that are going on, which, you know, I don't even know if that was in that thread, but that I retweeted, but... Isn't it funny that a day or two after that whole article came out about me, that President Trump tweets out, we need a Child Lives Matter mural painted in Hollywood. And then look at all of these children who've been rescued in the past few days. You know,
39 in Georgia.
Conspiracy. Yeah, that was just, and there was 100 and something. I mean, it's been an astronomical amount of kids who've been recovered. This isn't a conspiracy, but,
nope.
You know, the liberals want this covered up because they're in the thick of it all.
The reason is a conspiracy. They got to paint us all like we're kooks and we don't know what we're talking about, and they don't report on it. They don't tell nobody on it. But people like us who are out there watching and looking and paying attention see that it's unfolding. It's
correct.
Unfolding before our very eyes. Hundreds and hundreds of kids have been rescued. Thousands and thousands of traffickers and pedophiles have been thrown in jail.
Oh, yeah. You know, the whole thing about the children in the cages at the border, you know, our president
right.
is smart enough to recognize, and the Border Patrol telling them, these children don't belong to these families that are coming over, these men who have children with their, you know, hands around their wrists, dragging them along with them. And, you know, he was smart enough to say, look, let's start testing these kids at DNA and find out what's going on. That's what our president did. And the Me Too movement and all these Hollywood elites and all of these creepy media people who try and bring them down, why aren't you standing up for those children? Why aren't you applauding our president for rescuing those children? Why aren't you applauding him
right.
for wanting to seal the borders to stop the human trafficking and sex trafficking that comes across our border? Our Democratic politicians are aiding and abetting in modern-day slavery and sex trade by wanting our southern
yep.
borders to be open. They are aiding and abetting and encouraging it.
And people in high places know this. That's why they have to get reelected.
Right. Yep.
We got to get this under control. He needs 4 more years to get that border sealed up and done right. Folks, the
yeah.
border never went away. The border issue is still there. There's still people coming across the border. There's still, you know, all kinds of things going on. Human trafficking, fentanyl. 90% of all of our country's fentanyl comes across the border. It's still coming across, folks. Kids are still dying. In fact, George Floyd, murdered
yeah.
by a police officer, had fentanyl in his system.
Right.
That came across the border.
Yep.
It's fueling
and
a guy where he's in a raid.
And last year alone, there were over 70,000 deaths of American citizens by drug overdoses because a lot of this stuff is being laced with fentanyl. And, you know, it's those are the drugs that are coming over our southern border. In Arizona, where I live, that's where the majority of the drugs come over is through Arizona because we have barbed wire as our southern border. I mean, thank
right.
goodness that the president is getting border wall put up in southern Arizona more than what there was. There was a very small amount, but, you know, 290 miles of new wall and over almost 500 expected by early next year. And he's accomplishing that on top of all the lawsuits
yep.
and everything that's filed against him. And, you know, you've got a Democratic-led Congress that has done nothing. Just think about this. We are working our butts off and paying our taxes and paying these people their salaries to do what? To attack a sitting president and do nothing but think up new ways to impeach him, to bring charges against him. What about the American people that elected you into office and that we're paying your salary? You know what? Those are the people who should have been their salaries should have been furloughed during this COVID thing until you can get things straightened out. We're not paying you because you're not even working.
And what did they do?
Nancy Pelosi.
What did
Yeah.
Nancy Pelosi gets them all a $47,000 a year raise.
And then she goes home.
They got a raise bigger than my salary.
Yeah. And then she goes home and opens her fridge with her $12 a pint ice cream and eats it on camera to shove it in everybody's faces who've just lost their jobs.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
And people are like, we have to vote Democrat, therefore the people. Yeah. They want $15 an hour minimum wage. They want to lower the voting age to 16. And they want the new Green Deal. Ooh.
Well, you know what? I know in my heart of hearts, I know, well, first of all, Trump already had his base in this country, the people that stand by him patriotically, you know, about America. But minority communities are waking up, and they are so afraid of what's going to happen in November. Why do you think Nancy Pelosi is saying don't, or Hillary Clinton was saying don't concede?
No debate.
Yeah, well, Nancy Pelosi
is
saying no debate, but Hillary's saying don't concede. Don't concede to him. You know, she's still wallowing in her loss and can't accept that.
Yep.
But,
yeah.
You know, what is going to happen on November 3rd? You know, and how long is it going to go till all these mail-in votes and all this stuff has to be counted? How many months is it going to be drug out? You know, is the inauguration date going to come and go?
There's going to be challenges in every state.
Yeah. Nancy Pelosi is going to, you know, go sit in the White House and be acting president because, you know, she accomplished her little treasonous acts that she's trying to do against the American people. Truly, I just really want to encourage your listeners to buy the book, The Killing of Uncle Sam. It's on Amazon. It's $19.95 for a paperback version. I'm really encouraging you all to read it.
Maybe we should try to find the author and get the author on the show.
I can get his information, contact information to you. He's a pastor out of Florida. He's one of the authors. He was one of the pastors who, I think, it was arrested because he wouldn't shut a church down during the
Rodney Brown.
Yes,
Pastor Rodney Brown. Oh, I know. He's on my friends list already.
Yeah.
We were holding events at his church and all kinds of things. We were doing events at his church. He lets us use it there.
Rodney Howard
stuff.
Brown and Paul Williams. Those are the two authors of the book.
Yeah. Check this out. Hold on one second here. We're going to do this.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
And now, back to our compelling conversation with Mary Ann Mendoza and the Patriot Nation Radio Network. How's that? That's pretty good.
Yeah, that was.
You know, maybe one day someone will hire me and I can make $2 an hour doing this. Right now, I don't get nothing. All I get is the satisfaction of knowing that I'm fighting for my country in one way or another and bringing the truth, because the truth is really what matters. Not what they're saying in the media.
No.
We are the truth seekers. And this really, the alternate media can really, really be something spectacular. There's some really good reporters out there right now that are doing some amazing things.
Yes.
You know, like showing up in, I was watching this one guy, News to Share, and he was in, where the heck were they? They had like 2,000 militant armed militiamen in a town, and they were, I guess, Kentucky, and they were assembling in a park, and he goes down to the park and bam, they accidentally shoot each other in the park, and he was right there. Amazing reporting live. He was right there. I was watching it when it go down live. It was excellent. Good coverage. You didn't see any mainstream media there. They hide in the corners and they set things up and they make little, you know, put groups of people there with a sign so it looks like there's a big party going on.
Yeah.
They hide in alleyways. These guys were right down in the trenches, at right there where the shooting took place. It was unbelievable coverage.
Well,
and alternative media is very important.
Yeah, and Andy Ngo, who's there in Portland, and all those people that are on the streets bringing it live, you know, the actual riots, how they're happening, and then you have CNN. The peaceful protests, you know, it's like, are
right.
you kidding me? I mean,
the alternative media guys
are saying,
and alternative media guys are standing over the bodies going, here we got people getting killed in the streets on both sides, not just one side. They're killing each other now. Guns are coming out now, and they're going to come out more, and more, and until it's full-on gun battles in the street. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
This is what's
coming. I was really surprised to see up in Portland this past weekend all those patriots, you know, who did their Trump drive, you know, the truck and car parade.
Yep.
It's like,
yep.
You know what, when that's happening, and I know they came over state lines and did some of that stuff from Idaho, it kind of originated there, but they know that the people of Oregon, you know, Portland is their liberal hub, and the rest of Oregon is kind of like, you know, they're red, and they want to concede and, you know, be part of Idaho. And it's kind of scary when you see the kind of people in Portland who are out on the streets, and to know, number one, they're teachers, they're physical
yeah.
therapists, they're, you know,
yeah.
to think that these are the people in our schools teaching our kids. But then
yeah.
the realization comes that these are the product of the liberal indoctrination that's been going on in our schools. And it even explains that yeah. in that book that I'm talking about, The Killing of Uncle Sam, how so much of the funding that goes to Harvard and Yale and all these places, they won't get the funding from the money cabal here in the United States unless they accept their liberal agenda. And so
right.
everything, their funding is all based on the liberal agenda that they're being given. And a lot of these presidents of these universities, they don't agree with it, but they know their school needs the funding, and so they go along with it. This is a product of this going on for decades in our country.
Yeah. And now
and
you see it unfold.
And now they're actually the ones teaching our kids that stuff.
And you know what's so scary is, like, all right, my generation, I started late. My son's only 9. He's going to be 10. But all my friends I went to school with have 30-year-old kids, 25-year-old kids.
Mm-hmm.
My generation is the generation that raised these kids. That
mm-hmm.
makes me go, what? Because when I went to school, I learned about history, the Tea Party, the Constitution, civics. We had a
right.
gun club.
Right, a debate club, you know.
Yeah, debate club, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what happened? These are my peers of my generation that raised these kids. I hate to say it, folks, but that's the stark reality. If you're in your 50s, mid-50s, early 60s, and you have 25, 35-year-old kids, guess what? You raised this. We raised
right.
this. It's unbelievable.
So
I can't believe
the money. So many of them gave the money to the college for their tuition, not even knowing what was going on, unwittingly.
Yep.
And, you know, Turning Point USA, they've started a new initiative to where they're actually going to the big donors of these colleges and saying, look, do you need to redirect your money to Christian colleges or to this college or to this college that actually has a curriculum that teaches U.S. history the way it needs to be taught, and it's not an indoctrination of our children, of our next generation. And I applaud Turning Point USA for doing that, because, you know, they're trying to bring awareness to it too. Obviously, they have Students for Trump, you know, through Turning Point USA, and, you know.
They seem to be getting harassed on campuses.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know,
yeah.
But I'm so proud of my 20-year-old granddaughter. She stands up. She has a voice. She gets harassed. But you know what? She stands up. She knows what's right in this country. And I'm so proud that I have a granddaughter who understands the importance of
right.
law and order, and a president who's going to run this country that needs it the way that it needs to be run.
Right. Hey, you know, there was some very, very encouraging thing, speakers at the Republican National Convention.
Yes.
Two of them being very, very, very young. One gentleman, paralyzed in a car accident when he was very young, stood up on the stage and stood for the flag.
Yes.
20 years old, running for Congress to be one of the youngest congressmen in the history of this country. God bless him. And
yes.
Nicholas Sandman
yes.
makes it to the stage. And this is promise to see these young kids like this, with that
yeah.
mind and that mindset and that ability to think on their own. It was very
mm-hmm.
promising to see those two kids.
And there's a lot of them.
You know?
There's a lot of them who are recognizing. I mean, they see people their age out on the streets, and, you know, they're questioning, like, what is going on? I mean, it's almost like a third world country in some of these cities where everything's just burning every night. And the disregard for law enforcement, the disrespect, the the ugliness. I mean, even all those people coming out of the White House from the this, you know, President Trump's acceptance speech
right.
on Thursday. The ugliness.
Isn't that ridiculous? Well, you know what? They may have made a mistake. They went after Rand Paul and his wife, and now he's like wanting to find out who's paying these people. That's it. We got to find out who's funding this crap. That's
yeah.
it. So maybe now they just went after the wrong guy. Something's got to happen. I don't want to see people getting hurt, but I do notice that patriots and Americans are finally standing up. Also in Portland, like two weekends ago, patriotic citizens of the town got up and walked down into town and confronted Antifa in their face and pushed
yeah.
them back. And
right.
said, get out, you've had 84 days, now get the hell out of our city. That's what we're going to see. We're going to start seeing the silent majority screaming at the top of their lungs. And
when
if President Trump wins, they're going to scream louder.
Yeah. When you have leaderships in those cities like Ted Wheeler, who have just allowed Antifa to incubate and grow into what they are for years. He's known about this problem. It was kind of raising its ugly head back in 2016. But, you know, they've had all these years to plan and, you know, grow and get their plan put in. And,
recruit.
You know, the funding, like how they're flying from city to city to city and the weapons that they have and how it's becoming more, you know, intricate of what they're doing and how they're attacking our law enforcement officers. When you've got city, you know, a mayor like that who doesn't care about the business owner's business, that's their whole life savings wrapped up in a business down there, and he doesn't care. When is going to
nope,
be enough? Yeah, you're right. You're right. These people are going to come out and rise up because they're sick of it. They can't even drive to downtown Portland.
We had it here in Newport Richey, Florida. BLM showed up and was blocking the streets while a motorcycle club with 200 motorcycles said, no, we're not having none of this, and they plowed right through the people standing in the streets, and then they got off their bikes and they cleared the streets.
Wow.
It's happening, folks. It's
yeah.
happening.
Yep.
And because, you know, the silent majority is getting – it's like taking a raccoon, right, and backing it into a corner. See what happens. Try it.
Yeah.
Guess what? We're the raccoon. We're the raccoon, and we're being pushed slowly into a corner.
Well,
and pretty soon
we're going to
go on the defense.
Right. And there's none of us who could have a job that you're being paid for who could absolutely ignore their job responsibilities, never get anything done in your workday, and just continually come back and, you know, mess around and, you know, make phone calls and put something out on social media and not
this?
Pay attention to their job. But that's who we have in all these elected paid positions across our country. Come on.
Well, what about this one? The NBA. How many people do you know could go to work and go, you know what, we're boycotting. We're not playing. We're not going to go to work today. That's it.
Yeah.
Guess what happens
yeah.
if I do that at my job?
Yeah. Yeah, as they're being paid millions of dollars. And then I saw
I get fired.
Yeah, I saw some social media posts, though, that was saying you've got athletes being paid millions of dollars who actually have the name of a rapist on their helmets, and that girl's sister is speaking out big time on social media. Do they not know what it's doing to her? Where's the Me Too movement screaming about these athletes with a rapist name on their helmets? Where is the Me Too movement?
Yeah,
because it doesn't line up. It doesn't line up with their stupid little agenda.
Here's another one, right? Judge Kavanaugh has a vague memory as an accusation from 35, 40 years in the past. They eviscerate him. They tear him to shreds in the media. They question him for days.
Yeah.
Tara Reid comes out and makes the same claim against Jolton Joe Biden, the ones the Democrats are hiding.
Yeah.
And what happens? The Me Too movement disappears. Kamala Harris, who was trashing him on the campaign, all of a sudden forgot all about it and is now his vice presidential candidate and said, we should believe the women. All of a sudden, it's their guy getting accused or the lieutenant governor of Virginia.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
anything about the Lieutenant Governor of Virginia, just go ahead and research it. It'll blow your mind what he's charged with, what he's accused with. He
right.
should be charged. He should be not the Lieutenant Governor, and he should be in jail. But he's not. He's a Democrat, so
yeah.
he's free. The poor girl is scared to death, suffering.
I know.
You know? It's unbelievable.
We have to pray. We have to become a prayerful nation. We have to pray for
the
protection of our president.
We have to humble ourselves in prayer.
Absolutely. And we have to pray that these evil people are removed from office, that we've got the good people who are running against them, that they're voted into office, and that, you know, beyond all odds, as much hate as they're throwing at us, we have to stand strong in our convictions and know what we're doing is right and never stand down to it. Never stand down to this evil.
Amen. You know, we got to keep it up, man. We got to keep talking, keep spreading the word, keep spreading the message of freedom, liberty, and American way of life.
Yes.
I can't believe that people would kneel and stomp on a flag in the presence of men who put the uniform of the military on to protect their right to stomp on and burn the flag.
And not only that, they stomp on and kick and beat people laying on the ground, their fellow Americans, their fellow
right.
human
kick
beings.
Kick them square in the face. Kick them square in the face. Total disregard for life. And I think they're desensitized from playing these violent video games. They sit in mom's basement. They play Call of Duty. It's so realistic that when they go out and they kick someone in the face, they think they're in the video game and that guy's just going to get up and be okay.
Yeah.
Something. I don't understand it. What aggravates me is that when you see somebody do something like that and there's just people standing around and nobody even says nothing or does nothing or even helps the person laying on the ground. They just kind of watch. They get their phones out.
Yeah, they're too busy videotaping it to put it up on their social media to go, dude, you were there? You know, that's more important than helping their fellow human being laying on the ground being pummeled. I mean, the picture of that one guy on the streets where his legs were all bent up, his body was contorted, that has resonated in my mind so much that the hate, the disregard for human life on so many levels is really something that we have to pray to God that these people come back to God and realize, you know, and you know, we could go on and on and on about the sanctity of life with Planned Parenthood and all that stuff and the argument that you could have. The sad thing is that these liberals are so indoctrinated with a headline. They don't do any research. They take their talking points from CNN and the nasties like Don Lemon and Cuomo and Rachel Maddow and all the ugly people who they have on their channel.
How does Rachel Maddow still have a job? I remember when the big her big story was, okay, folks, we got them. We got the tax returns from whatever year it was. We're going to get them. Here we go. Okay. There's a huge lead-in. It took them like 40 minutes to take the thing out of the envelope. Rachel Maddow pulls the thing out. And here it is. In 1998, President Trump paid $35 million in taxes. Wah, wah, wah.
But the best thing was on election night in 2016 when she was crying on TV. That was the best part of it all.
Yeah, yeah. You know, watching them melt. But look where it led us. These people went completely nuts. When I say Trump derangement syndrome, people are like, what are you talking about? That people have Trump derangement syndrome. Their vile hate is so deep that they could care less about America and American values than see him succeed at even like preserving the life of a dandelion.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I've heard people say even if he found a cure for cancer, he would still be attacked because he didn't
right.
do his
They'd
tune
be standing
in
on the
poor.
Corner. They'd be standing on the corner with a sign that said, "We want our cancer back." How dare you take our cancer?
Yeah.
You know, impeach him. Because he cured cancer, so many people lost their job. He's a criminal.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I know.
It'd be like, they'd be begging for their cancer back. They'd be standing on the streets marching, "We want cancer. We want cancer." Like, what? Are you people nuts? I really believe they would be doing it. Cancer lives matters.
Yep.
can't the life matter? You know, they, I could hear them cheering now in the streets.
Yep. You know, and the saddest thing about this whole RNC situation with me is that hit me so hard, and I cried many, many tears about this, is that, you know, the Angel family story didn't get to get told. And I felt like I let my Angel families down so bad. But, you know, we're going to come back fighting even harder to make sure that the word gets out there and remind people every chance we get. I mean, you know, we've got an Angel mom and dad, and you've talked to them many times, Cayenne and Bobby Michael down in Florida. They worked side by side with Governor DeSantis, you know, getting the anti-sanctuary city law passed and getting the E-Verify law passed. And they're fighters, and they're down there fighting for their son, Brandon Michael, who was killed in 2007. And they're fighters. And this is what we need. We need more people, whether you've been affected by illegal crime or not. You know, we need fighters fighting for your country and getting down to your capital and, you know, standing up and speaking on in support of bills that are going to protect your communities. And make sure that you understand, even on a local, federal elections are very important, but make sure you understand the importance of who you're voting in for your mayor. Because look at Ted Wheeler. And look at many mayors, Lori Lightfoot. Look at these mayors across the country. Those are the people that decide if their cities are going to be sanctuary cities, which give refuge to illegal criminals. They're the ones who give direction to the police department, how they're going to react to things. Those are the people. And the city councils, you have to be very careful with who you're voting for, because your community where you live is where your protection is going to be. And so research, yep. research, research, folks. You know, find this stuff out. And on every level of election, you have to make sure that we're getting the right people in office, because, you know, community by community by community, it can be brought down. And I'll even say, even a sheriff election in North Carolina, the previous governor had made an anti-sanctuary law, and four sheriffs were elected into office in 2018, and they immediately made four counties sanctuary counties in North Carolina. North Carolina is overrun with illegal criminals. They have a rape epidemic of children by illegals. Your viewers, you know, listeners can go to NC for North Carolina, ncfire.info, and take a gander of how many American children are raped and sexually assaulted by illegal aliens. Go back through the years and see how bad it's been. And nobody stands up for those kids.
No,
where's
it's crazy.
Movement?
Where are the people that live in the neighborhoods that it's just, I don't know what's going on. People are scared of their own shadows, or they're afraid to defend life, liberty, and property at all costs. I don't know. I work my ass off for this piece of property I have, and anybody comes here, I'm fighting to the death to protect it for my family.
Yeah.
That's it.
As every American should be about what they've worked so hard for. We don't have to turn it over to anybody. I don't care what the Black Lives terrorist organization, the people who've taken over that whole thing, I don't care what they say. I don't owe them anything. You know, you've done nothing with your lives, and, you know, how many, the majority of it is white people out there. You've done nothing with your lives, and you think I'm going to turn over my hard-earned, my home that I've worked for all my life? You think I'm going to turn it over to you because you say, get out of that house, you owe it to me? Get out of your car, you owe it to me? You know, these people are insane.
Here's the ignorance. Here's the ignorance of these people who are asking for reparations. They seem to have forgotten that over 400,000 men died to free the slaves. So reparations were paid in the blood of those who gave the ultimate sacrifice trying to free their brethren
right.
from the chains of slavery. So
right.
they're crying about reparations, and they've already been paid. I'm sorry, I'm not paying a dime.
Yeah. No, I know.
You know?
Their hate is misdirected, and, you know, they just hate society as a whole, because there's rules, there's laws, there's, you know, as a child you grow up with rules in your household, but, you know, these people are all against authority telling them what they should or shouldn't be doing. But, you know, laws are in place for a reason. It keeps the community safe and quiet, and people can live their lives in peace. You know, I look at the yep. neighborhood that Brandon cleaned up, got rid of all the illegal drug dealers, and was able to reclaim that neighborhood. The families were able to reclaim that neighborhood as a safe haven and go to the park.
Yep.
you know, and have family picnics and live their lives again and not be afraid to walk out their front doors. My God, this is what our country's becoming.
Could you imagine living in bad, bad Leroy Brown's neighborhood today? And all you wanted to do was go have a picnic down at the local park. But the gangbangers and drug dealers, prostitution and crime was so rampant you couldn't even go sit under a tree and lay out a blanket and have a sandwich.
Yeah. You can't even sit in an outdoor restaurant in D.C. or a lot of these cities where you're not going to be accosted by all these people screaming and spitting and yelling in your face to raise your fist and you know, say a name. You know,
if I was there and I was sitting in one of those things, I would stand up and I would raise a fist. But it wouldn't be the way they would like it. And then I might get accosted, dragged over into the sidewalk and pummeled into a bloody pulp. But that one person will know he got hit.
Right. And you're going to go down fighting for what you believe in, not what you've been forced
to
do.
That's right.
You know?
You're not going to scream and yell in my face.
The only person I kneel for is God. That is the only person that I, you know, that's the only reason I'll get on my knees. Is to pray to God, you know, for forgiveness and safety.
I've got on my knees a couple times and helped a wife put on her shoes. Does that count?
You know what I mean. You know what I mean, Mark.
I'm just silly. I like to laugh. So I'm silly. I can't help it.
I know.
All right. So now here's a touchy subject. I got to go there. I've been trying to contact this gentleman and have him come back on the show. We build the wall. Oh my God. Brian Colfage, Steve Bannon, and the crew. Now, I know it's an election year thing. I don't understand how these guys got indicted already. Meanwhile, James Comey and all of these clowns, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Rod Rosenstein, they're still all running around with no indictments, and these guys are indicted already. Seems to me that there's foul play here involved in what's going on in the arrest of Steve Bannon and others that are related to We Build the Wall. Well, what's the story coming out of We Build the Wall?
Well, they can't talk to any of us, but I will say this. Stay tuned. The truth will be revealed. The truth will be revealed. And the Southern District of New York is so corrupt. Why do you think that's where the Clintons moved? They moved to Manhattan because they know the sheriff personally. They know they'll be protected. How many millions did they collect in the Clinton Foundation for Haiti, and how much did they actually spend down there? Those kind of people will always be protected. You know, Steve Barnes from the Barnes Law firm has been putting out some videos and saying, you know, the amount of money that was spent on the wall is far more, the two projects that we did is far more than most of these nonprofits and fundraisers even spend on that sort of thing. So, you know, all I can say is stay tuned. The truth will be revealed. And I believe in my, you know, the people who I was working with. I have no knowledge of what went on and how that all came down. I was a consultant. You know, I was low man on the totem pole. But,
right.
You know, God will reveal the truth. It'll all come out.
I can't believe that anything's going – like I said, they're already indicted. And we have Comey, Clapper, McCabe, Strzok, Page. They're still all running around not indicted.
Correct.
That, to me, right there, is something smells foul. I don't believe it for a minute. I think it's a setup, a scam, a swindle. It's an election year thing just to get into the inner circle of the president and people that were right next to him to try and say, see, he surrounded himself with criminals.
Well, the Southern District of New York, the DA's office, they want to abscond all the money that's left, right? There's millions left because we were looking at three and four other projects that we were going to be doing. But there's millions left. And they will do exactly what they accuse We Build the Wall people of doing, which I don't believe they did. But they will do exactly what they're accusing them of doing and steal that money and keep it and steal it from the people who donated to have a wall built. They will keep the money in New York. So they're going to do exactly what they're accusing them of doing. And, you know, unfortunately, these corrupt people can just, you know, they talk about no one's above the law. Well, you know, they need to add on unless you're a Democrat.
There you have it.
I don't think this is going to turn into the big story that they think it's going to turn into. It was really sick how they put it all out there and when they did.
Right.
But
and look, no one's talking about it now. It's already faded away. It didn't have the impact. People who know and realize that it's bull crap And nobody really looked into it any further. I'm just hoping that Brian sees my messages and my things. I've been trying to get him to come on. I don't have his contact information anymore. Maybe he can come on and clarify his side. Maybe not, because they're in the middle of it, but who knows. Marianne, is there anything that you want to promote real fast in reference to the Angel families to try and help out the Angel families and continue the fight that you're in against illegal immigration?
Angelfamilies.org is our website. I mean, they can donate. It will help us, you know, travel and do what we can to work on legislation in different states. We always need help with travel and, you know, hotel if we're having to go somewhere overnight. But I just want all your listeners to know I'm not stepping out of this fight. There's nobody who can silence me. And I will always stand up for my fellow Americans to make sure that none of them really have to experience what any of us Angel families have experienced, because it has altered our life. And there's a handful of us who do this and fight for this, you know, every day. And it's too important of an issue to let it fade into the background because somebody's attacked me with a false story. Fake news is fake news. And like I said, God knows what's in my heart. My friends and my family know what's in my heart. And that is the farthest thing from the truth about me. So they're not going to take me down.
Patriot Nation Radio Network knows what's in your heart. Like I said, you always have a place here on our show. Something comes up, you want to promote something, just let me know, and you got a spot always.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate you. Angel families appreciate you.
Yes, and I appreciate all your hard work and everything and the sacrifice that you had to make and the pain that you all had to endure to make a difference. You know, sometimes people make a difference. Sometimes people have to endure something. And in the end, good comes out of bad 9 times out of 10. And I believe the hard work that you all are putting in will one day end in God's good graces.
Thank you, Mark.
Until we speak again, my friend, God bless you and all the Angel families and everybody else. And next show is this coming Thursday. Hey, look, one of our elected officials, Wilton Simpson, tuned in. I'm sorry you tuned in late, sir. You can catch this on my Facebook page, or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation and find the radio broadcast in the archives there. Make sure you search out the Angel families and donate to them and help them continue their fight. It's very important. I have a show this Thursday. Right now, I have no idea what I'm talking about this Thursday. I may just come on and blab for an hour. Maybe I'll get a surprise guest. Who knows? If you like to look at my ugly mug speak for an hour, tune in Thursday. One way or another, I'll be here. And with that, I want to say thanks so much for everybody who tuned in tonight. Thank you so much, Marianne Mendoza. You see, she's still in the fight, and she's not going to back down. God bless her. And may God bless all of you. And remember, the election's coming fast upon us, and we need to save this country. We need the House back. We need the Senate. We need the White House to accomplish the greatness that can be accomplished in this country, to make us as citizens of this great nation, the blue collar, white collar, and that everybody can pull together and make this country great. Keep this country great and move on past all this crap. Bring back law and order so that we can achieve life, liberty, and happiness. This is not just an old relic on a wall in a museum. This is what has kept this country going for 250 years. Right here. Next to your Bible should be the most important thing you read. Please rise, folks, because at Patriot Nation Radio, we rise for the flag and we kneel for the cross. This is the Star Spangled Banner as performed by our friend, Dave Bray. DaveBrayUSA.com. Check it out now. His new song comes out September 4th. We'll have it here for our 9/11 special. Until then, check this out. Please rise. It's the national anthem by Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. folks, good night, and God bless America till we meet again.